Hey y'all, hey, this is Dr. O, and once again you are tuned in to Dr. O After Dark. And on tonight's episode, I am here with the one and only Miss Kiyosha, who is here to talk about her business, her products, and everything else, and how it pertains to mental health. So I'm going to pass it on over to you, my dear, and let's get on into it.
All right. So I'm Kiyosha, owner of Kiyomi's Body, and Kiyomi is like my baby. Been had this name since like ninth grade. It kind of blossomed into something totally different. More like I had her as a restaurant.
Okay.
Kiyomi's Wonderland.
Does it have a meaning, or how did you come up with the name Kiyomi?
Kiyomi means pure beauty in Japanese.
Ah.
Yes.
Okay, pure beauty in Japanese.
Yes.
So it started out from you as a juvenile and wanted to have a restaurant, but this has developed into
something totally different.
I know we have soap and
body butters and body scrubs and eventually some body wash and bath bombs. So I'm going to be your next Bath and Body Works. Yes,
the next Bath and Body Works, the next Victoria's Secret, the next Fenty, y'all gotta check out. When I tell you, I use her products, and the soap, it has my skin just, I love it. I'm in my bathroom, even here at the office. We use your products because it is so just, even naturally and organic, and it smells so good. You can tell.
It's made with love. It's pure beauty for the body.
So how did you get into
soaping?
Yes, the soaping, the beauty, the beauty industry. I guess bath and, you know, lotions and candles and soaps.
Started with my kids.
Okay.
Kids have eczema. Not a lot of, you know, over-the-counter products really work for them.
Mm-hmm.
It's not real ingredients. You can't tell what's in it.
Okay.
So doing my research, like, the stuff that they put in there is not good for the skin.
So I know you have a 12-year-old son.
And a 5-year-old.
So which one has eczema?
Both have eczema.
Both. So it started initially out 12 years ago with your older son.
Yes.
And as a mother trying to discover and figure out what is good for him and what works for him. And then you decided to create your own natural organic products.
Yes.
That seem to work with his eczema and skin type. And now producing it on a larger scale for everyone. So tell me, I'm thinking, now how old was your son when he started with experiencing eczema?
Well, my oldest, they really kind of at birth with my oldest, but I really didn't start with him. My youngest, from birth to now, he's only been using my products.
Okay.
I can't use nothing else.
And how does it work with him effectively? I met your son and I could not tell that he had eczema at all.
With his eczema, like, it's the ingredients that they put in it. Like, as soon as I would use it on him, I have no problem. He has no breakouts. He's no dry skin. But as soon as, you know, you add a little extra from, like, somewhere else, within a couple of days or a day or two, broke out all over.
Now, do you have a history of like eczema? Or?
Me, personally, I don't think so.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know if their father has eczema. No, one of them does have eczema.
Okay.
So with my oldest, I don't think his father has eczema, so.
So now I know with your holistic approach, that it's not just with eczema and it's with other things. My daughter has sickle cell disease and things of that nature. So we look at a lot of holistic things that can help increase the hemoglobin, blood cell, red blood cells, and things like that. So a lot of times what we have had a problem with, I'm thinking of my husband and I, when we come into holistic medication, is that a lot of it includes alcohol. Mm-hmm. And because of religious purposes, we don't believe in using that or incorporating that. Y'all know this Dr. O got the doc, and we got a little bit of cheers to you, a little bit of But for my daughter, we don't wanna, you know, incorporate those things. So do you guys offer, or do you in your products have anything that does not include the suppression or alcohol or things like that for the those who may have substance abuse problems or just don't want to have alcohol included?
Yeah, you can always find herbs that are soluble in glycerin, mm-hmm. or you can always find something that's soluble in like vinegars and stuff like that.
Okay.
Or even oils.
Okay.
You don't always have to necessarily do a tincture.
Okay.
Because herbs have a different phytochemical with the dilation of either alcohol or or glycerin or, you know, oils. So you can always pull the nutrients or whatever you need from those. You don't always have to use that. Or you can just use teas as well. So yes, we do offer those as well.
So you have an alternative in a variety of supplements for even those who may have issues with using alcohol or tinctures. We can go to oils. We can go to
salves. You can do it in bath, bath stuff as well. So if you have allergies, if you have a cold, you can always use a bath bomb to open up those sinus areas and whatever. If you have allergies, you can do a tea. Like right now, I like to use mullein or nettle for allergies. So just a couple weeks ago, I was down for the count and about to have a cough. So I used that mullein, which is takes all the mucus out before I develop a real bad cough, to get all that mucus out from me. I just drank tea it all day. And I have allergies
really bad, so much to where I have allergies and they give me shots and things, and I hate shots. So I was looking at different alternatives besides taking allergy medication or spritzing up with my nose or whatever. What are some alternatives to be able to help me? Because this, here it is in the fall, in October, and I'm still sneezing and coughing and So you're saying that you have products to be able to help with, and what we're looking at, and we tie this into mental health, this contributes into the overall quality of life.
It really does. Because all that sneezing all day really can get on your nerves.
Tell me a little bit, I guess, just in regards to how with your skin product, it impacts maybe a person's, it can have an influence on a person's mental health. And things. I would think that it helps in a way of, you know, building self-esteem and self-confidence. I know even with myself, you know, it allows me to present myself into the world with a certain amount of confidence.
Yes, it presents is, you know, you giving your body what it needs. You giving the attention that it needs. So you can go out into this world feeling very relieved that, oh, I'm not going to have an eczema problem today. I'm not going to have a breakout today because what I used this morning is going to break me out, because I know what's in it. I know it's real ingredients. I know it's no fragrances that's going to mess up my body. And it's just going to give me that homemade love that your body is looking for.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that I'm not going to be judged by society or by others or by this for having scaly skin or, you know, itchy skin or this, that, and the other. Mm-hmm. So I can now go out and present and be my...
your true authentic self. You ain't gotta hide. You ain't gotta put on no clothes. Be like, oh, because I got eczema today, I gotta put on long sleeves today. You know, I gotta put on a hat today to show my... because my face is breaking out or anything like that. My product has no face. It doesn't discriminate. So it's good for any and everybody if you're just willing to give your body some care. That's why it's called Kiyomi. It's pure beauty. You know what's in it. You can pronounce what's in it. So you giving your body that true nature that you're looking for.
And with eczema and things of that nature, I will say from my experience, it's something that is experienced more so by people of color or communities of color. And so building up in that, supporting to that as a person of color yourself, it's giving back to that community, raising black sons and things of that nature, and knowing that you already have so much against them.
Because of your skin color.
Because of our sex, because of our skin color, because of all of these different things. And I know I meet so many people who, like, you know, they ready to leave the country because of, for the sake of their black sons. But I'm happy to see that in maybe your own way or a small intricate way, we are contributing back to that. Not only through, you know, empowerment through the mental health, but also that empowerment through that self-love and that self-care. But saying no, that dove, that
dial,
that whatever, that
love, all that, it's just detergents. That's
and it's not good ultimately for our skin.
And you know, the stuff that's in there just seeping through your skin, that goes into your body, that really can mess with your mental health. So not having those chemicals and detergents in that can really, you know, help you with your mental health. You know, you ain't got
overall that. Yeah, it can help with your holistically,
what they call it, aromatherapy. That could be your aromatherapy. That's a therapy. A soothing bath is therapy.
All right, so we're talking about, as we talk about your products and how they help with not only eczema and self-esteem and how it builds up and how that impacts ultimately our mental health with negative self-thoughts and things of that nature. So I know you have a couple of your products out here. Tell me about...
OG original, the one that I've been truly using since my son's birth. That is the oatmeal, no scent, lavender. I put a little lavender buzz in there with the goat milk.
No scent, but it smells so good. Yes. Okay, and it's the same
thing. That's a tea tree.
This is a tea tree. Yes, I'm familiar with the tea tree oil, like on hair and things, and I have...
because it's a natural antifungal. So yes, you only use it when you have fungal issues. Just because you have flakes in your hair, that don't mean it's fungal-wise. You don't want to do that. Don't leave a fungal.
So how do you determine whether it's just sensitive, ashy skin, eczema versus a fungal?
A fungal, okay, because... okay, with dandruff, you could oil your scalp and it's gone, it's cool. But with a fungal and you wash your hair and it still looks nasty, that's a yeast issue. Putting oil on top of that makes it worse. It doesn't make it better. Makes it worse.
A yeast issue for men and women.
Mm-hmm.
So men, I know y'all hear yeast and y'all may think of women in our work. And yeast infection, but men, y'all got yeast too in your head. This is my favorite. I love her soaps. This is what I use myself with my child and my family. but I am also so much into after the soap of soothing yourself and cleansing at once the pores are open with a good body oil moisturizer. So, and this one, when I tell you, oh my
God.
It
goes on just like butter.
It is, y'all, you know, got to get out of a little bit of the stuffiness of Dr. O. But I wonder, really, seriously, y'all, seriously. Oh my God, this feels so good. Look at the glistening on my hands. Y'all want that moisture, no ashy elbows, getting, but not only that, that it moisturizes.
You see how she just only had a little bit.
I didn't even have even a nail for just a little bit. And my hands are still glistening and shining. Put them on my kneecaps and my calves and my feet. See, back in the day, I remember it was soy candles. Yeah, drop a little candle on you. Da-da-da. But now, baby, if you ain't got...
A little hot oil. Called hot oil treatment.
Some body butter and some oil and some to help with not only just feeling good, but that self-care is soothing your skin conditions that we often have, especially in communities of color. So let us, in all of this, bringing it back to that self-love, that beginning where I began to say that before you can love anybody else, it starts with you. Sometimes it may be through therapy, but ultimately it's through doing the work. Whatever that work may look like for you. And here we have a wonderful Black-owned product to be able to help us in that self-confidence, that feeling good. So once again, how can those who may be in need or want to support in your body oils and lotions and creams and soaps be able to find you and be able to advocate for those who, like with myself or my daughter, who have skin troubles with eczema, and it impacts our mental health because it impacts our self-esteem. How can we find you?
You can find me on Instagram at Kiyomi's Body. That's KI_YOMIS Body. And you can find me on Etsy at the same.
Etsy and Instagram. Y'all check her out. Y'all make sure that you go to her IG, get her products. We already use it in our household. So y'all can, I ain't having nobody on Dr. O who ain't legit. And when I tell you, not only are they doing the work with their products in there, everything, but it's within changing our lives and our mindset for our community. So you all make sure that you go out and you check out Kiyomi's on IG as well as on Esty. Get the soaps, get the lotions, get everything.
Yes, please.
And support another Black business and your own mental health and self-care.